Blog Talk Radio.
April 9th, 2015, The Roman Show returns with a packed lineup. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman. We have World Series of Fighting fighter David Branch and Nick Newell. Ring Warriors, Howard Brody talks about bringing the product back to South Florida for a free show. And pro Muay Thai fighter Eddie Martinez joins us tonight on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the face.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Calm.
We're go. Light.
GNC.
We're go.
Telling you.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go. Fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show. With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome. April 9th, 2015. The Roman Show with this week's podcast. We have Howard Brody of Ring Warriors, Nick Newell, and David Branch, both competing in the World Series of Fighting tomorrow night, April 10th. And Eddie Martinez, who will be competing for a title. He's a Muay Thai pro fighter, part of the WBC event airing on GFL.TV. Well, I am Rodolfo Roman. Thanks for joining us once again. Make sure to visit us on our social media accounts on Twitter at The Roman Show. And visit our website, which is always live 24/7. That's theromanshow.com. Hey, everyone, make sure you like our fan page. That's facebook.com/Roman Show Media. And we will hook you up with a free meal courtesy of PDQ Restaurants. PDQ Restaurants has affordable food and it's very healthy. So make sure you follow us on Facebook and we will send out a pair of free complimentary PDQ Restaurants meals, courtesy of The Roman Show and PDQ. Hey guys, want to briefly talk some pro wrestling before we head on over and welcome Howard Brody. And the latest story is that, well, AJ Lee has retired from the WWE. Now, the reasons have been swirling around the internet as to why. And, well, it turns out from the latest information that we have, although it hasn't been quite clear, is that she was just upset the way that the WWE handled the situation with her husband of CM Punk when he decided to leave the company. Will we see the return of AJ Lee once again in the WWE perhaps in the future? That is yet to be known because we have no idea. Big Papa Pump threatened to kill Hulk Hogan. Nothing has been written in stone, but allegedly, Big Papa Pump threatened Hulk Hogan's wife and told her that he was going to kill Hulk Hogan. Big Papa Pump has come out on the record and said that he never said such a thing, and Hulk Hogan is just doing Hulk Hogan things. Although Hulk Hogan did file a police report, with that said, he was not admitted to the WWE Hall of Fame. In fact, all security was alerted not to let Big Papa Pump inside the arena. SmackDown, which is airing on Sci-Fi now, well, is now moving to the USA Network, and that's going to be happening very soon. This comes, obviously, with the great results that the WWE's Monday Night Raw had after WrestleMania, breaking numbers. It had not had that type of ratings in a couple of years. But the WWE, again, is moving to the USA Network, which that's a very good thing. Now we're going to have to get, we have Raw and SmackDown on the same channel, making it very easy for us. Kurt Angle was a free agent not too long ago, and he was deciding whether to stick with TNA or go to WWE. Well, he is spilling the beans on what exactly happened. And it turns out that while he was discussing his contract, the WWE told him, "We have too many people." And allegedly, according to Kurt Angle, they didn't even bring him in for a meeting. They canceled it. So they never actually sat down and talked about a possible contract. Guys, this weekend, Ring Warriors will be returning to the South Florida area in Miami at the WPBT Channel 2 Studios. You can go to Ring Warriors absolutely free. All you have to do is head on over to ringwarriors.net. Go ahead and add all the information you need to do, which is very simple. And you will go to the show absolutely free. Find out details right after the break. Guys, if you need a great website at an affordable price, look no further than OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. They are the ones who take care of the RomanShow.com. That is OchoaOnline.com. Check them out right now and let them know the Roman Show sent you.
First annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Full Beat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
All right, folks, if you haven't done so yet, I invite everyone to head out to ringwarriors.net because this weekend there's going to be a free Ring Warriors event, free TV taping. It's going to be taking place in downtown Miami. You have to visit ringwarriors.net for information on how to obtain your free tickets to the event. That's at the WPBT TV Channel 2 Studios. They got two tapings, one at 1 p.m. and another at 7 p.m. And on the line, we have Howard Brody of Ring Warriors, who is going to let us know a little bit about the great event that you guys got going. Howard, welcome to the Roman Show again.
Hey, thanks, Rodolfo. Hey, just to let you know, it's actually not downtown Miami. It's actually, would be considered North Miami.
Oh, okay.
It's right off Dixie Highway. It's the Comptel Studios. It also serves as the WPBT.
Oh.
As you said, WPBT TV Channel 2 Studios. Great location. Really should be. It's a brand new, facility. It's gorgeous, state of the art. Good stuff. People really love it. I know, the people who came out to see the last time we taped in the area.
Yeah.
Down at Club Cinema. A much different type of atmosphere. This place is nice and clean. Clean bathrooms. We listened to what the people told us, and we went out. We found a newer facility. To accommodate our great fans, we've had a lot of support from the South Florida fans, and that's one of the reasons we're making these things free. We're bringing in some great top line talent, a lot of local talent going to be on the card, Alex Chamberlain, who everybody knows down here. Alex is one of the top guys down here. Somebody who's been down here for a number of years, who actually moved. I know he's been a guest of yours before. He wrestles for us as AJ Janazzo, but a lot of South Florida fans know Tommy Vandal.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Tommy will take on his role as AJ Bucci Janazzo, one of the members of the infamous Slambino wrestling family.
Right.
Along with Vito LaGrasso and Francisco Chiazzo and the godfather himself, or the Don, Pete Cannon. So we got a really great group of workers. Another guy who got a start in Florida. He's gone on, won multiple world titles for AWA and NWA and 0-1. That's the Almighty Sheik. He's gonna be on the card. SoCal Val is gonna be there, and Sanjay Dutt will be wrestling.
Wow.
And Steve Carino, the king of old school, and QT Marshall, and the list goes on and on. So it's going to be a really, a great time for wrestling fans to come out and just see some really good action, competitive matches. Our match is going to be a little bit more competitive than we had last time, because we're adjusting how we're presenting television. And what's really kind of cool about this coming up is it's giving the fans a chance to see a little bit behind the scenes of TV, because we're shooting this for television, we're taking that approach. So we're going to be cluing people in on some different things. It's going to be fun. People that come out should really, really enjoy it.
And where is it going to air, and when is it going to air?
Well, we primarily are shooting all of our footage for overseas. We have some contracts with some different broadcasters in Thailand and India, Indonesia, Singapore, a few different places. We are supposed to be coming on the air here. I am not at liberty to discuss the network because the contract has not been signed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, it was something we weren't planning on, but hopefully we'll be able to make that announcement soon. I'm just not at liberty to say anything because we've been negotiating with this particular station for a few months, and we'll see what happens. So hopefully everything will work out, and we'll be seen on the air here locally.
That's wonderful. So we got two TV tapings. And it's about 2 hours a piece. I mean, how many footage are we're filming?
Yeah,
we're
actually, overall, between the two sessions, we're going to be shooting 6 hours of television.
Mm.
So, one of the things, and again, we listened to what the fans say. One of the things was, oh man, this was just way too long. We can't sit for that long, and it was. We really pushed the envelope with some of our fans last time. So what we decided to do is break it up into two sessions. So some people who want to come to both sessions can. Some people who want to just come in the afternoon can come in the afternoon. And some people who want to just come in the evening will come in the evening. The sessions will run about 2.5 to 3 hours apiece, because we're going to shoot 3 hours of TV time each session. So it's not going to be, it's not going to be real-time shooting. It's going to be, about 45 minutes per television hour. We will let the people know when, the new episodes are starting, and when all that's taking place. So this way, they have an idea of the natural breaks of the match flow.
And are we gonna see this in a couple of months again, returning down to South Florida to record some more episodes?
Yeah. Actually, we'll be back at the end of May. May 23rd is our next scheduled taping. And we're basically going to be shooting 6 weeks of television each time. We're going to do the afternoon and evening segment. At least that's the plan right now. It might change. We may, we may do it a little bit differently. But right now, that's the plan. And really, I think that's good, because it gives the people who are there, they want to go out, go stretch their legs, go do whatever they want to do. They can go, or they can come back. Like I said, we're offering the options of doing day and evening, or either or. And what's really kind of good about that is, some people maybe just want to stay for one session, or they want to go out and maybe go to a local store, or pick up something, bring it back, whatever they want to do.
Right, and the best thing.
We will have some kind of concessions there. I'm not sure exactly what the arrangements are, but there'll be some kind of concessions there. We want to present some really fantastic in-ring action to the fans, and I don't think anybody will be disappointed. And it's free.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
No. And one of the things that we've been really kind of telling people to do is, South Florida especially is a very walk-up environment. So when you do a show, you normally don't, even when you're selling tickets, unless you're WWE, you don't sell a lot of tickets in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Independents, whether you're talking about Ring Warriors or Ronin or D1PW or any of the local groups, it's mostly a walk-up business. It's a last-minute, hey, let's go to the wrestling show. And because we are very limited in our seating, we've been really suggesting people that they make reservations. for a couple of reasons. One, we're going to give anybody that makes a reservation priority seating, which means 30 minutes before showtime, we're going to let the people in to the facility to pick their seats. And all seating is first come, first serve. So if, you know, you're the first guy in line, you get in, you can sit in the first row. That's how we're not reserving any seats. The reservation allows you to get priority seating. Then what we're doing is, the reason we're doing that, I apologize for being a little distracted. I'm actually driving.
No worries.
As I'm talking, I want to make sure that I'm driving safely here.
Uh-huh.
Safety first, right?
Yes, sir.
With regards to the priority seating, and then anybody that's a walk-up would be, you know, secondary, and they'll sit 15 minutes later. So we're kind of doing it in waves, and the reservations make for priority seating. We've had a very, very good response with the reserved seating. We have like 200 people per session, and, you know, it's a small facility. It's not, you know, it's not a place that's going to sit 1,000 people. It's not a place that's going to sit 500 people. You're talking about like 250, 300 people will fill this place. So we have a lot of reservations now, so I'm encouraging people that if they haven't gotten their reservation, to get their reservation, to get there, you know, on time, so this way they can get priority seats and get their best seats.
And again, everyone, I want to welcome everyone, Howard, to let them go visit ringwarriors.net. You don't want to be late because you might be out of a ticker. Now you're going to stand in line and see if you get an opportunity to get in there. But ringwarriors.net is the website to go to get your free ticket to see this great event. Ring Warriors, absolutely free. That's this Saturday. Taping start at 1 p.m. and a second session at 7 p.m. You're going to see some great action. Of course, we don't want to spoil what's going to happen, but will the titles be on the line?
Bruce Santee will be defending his Ring Warriors Grand Championship. As some of your fans probably know,
uh-huh.
Santana Garrett recently won the Ring Warriors / Battling Bombshells title from La Rosa Negra. La Rosa Negra, she's held on to that title for quite a long time. She's a two-time, you know, champion, former champion now. Rico Casanova will be managing her on Saturday. La Rosa now is in the challenger role. You know, and Santana, hey, look, there's a girl with all the gold right now, right? She just won the Shine Championship. She's the NWA World Ladies Champion. She's a Ring Warriors Champion, and she's holding one other belt. I'm not really sure what that fourth belt is, but she's pretty impressive there. Santana, you know, another one who grew up here in Florida, you know, former Brittany at TNA, you know, a phenomenal future in front of this girl. Just phenomenal.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Very proud to say she's the Ring Warriors Ladies Champion right now.
Yes, sir. So a lot of action. You got women's wrestling, male wrestling at the whole nine yards. And the best thing about it, Howard, is absolutely free. Again, head on over to ringwarriors.net. That's this weekend. You can catch the two tapings there starting at 1 and at 7 p.m. Howard, I want to thank you so very much, and we'll see you at the show.
Hey, thanks very much. Any other questions aside from – I know you're going to warm me on just to plug this thing.
Sure.
Did you have any other questions?
Just wanted to get that out of the way, let the people know about it. We could always talk forever, but, you know, I just want to let everyone know.
Did I throw you off?
No.
Most guys want to get the hell off the phone with you.
That's a good thing. They usually hang up on me. No, just kidding.
All I'll say this is I know you didn't want me to just sit there and plug the thing for 10 minutes. One of the things that we're really, really proud of is, you know, the quality of the guys that are on this card. You know, I talked about the Sheik, and I talked about Sanjay Dutt, former TNA star.
Yep.
You know, is gonna be there. Aside from champion, you know, Bruce Santee. You know, we have some great guys. Another former NWA World Champion will be on the card, and that's the Tokyo Monster. Kahagas will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now the last time you saw Kahagas in a Ring Warriors ring in South Florida, he was battling Luke Hawks, and I guess who also happened to be at Ring Warriors shows, Luke Hawks. So the Southern Stomper. You know, we got the one thing that we're really, really proud of is we have a very, very deep roster of guys who can go. You know, and even, you know, we got some, you know, big men on the card, and we got probably the biggest man, at least on the indie circuit, is going to be on our card, and that's the 7 foot, I think he's 7'1", you know, 300+ pound giant titan. The guy is like as big as a building, you know. And then we have one of the shortest guys, Shooter Storm, you know, who claims to be the giant.
So, at heart.
You know, you got a dichotomy there. You also got former headbanger, you know, Mosh,
uh-huh.
Simply tremendous dude, Chaz Warrington. You know, Chaz is going to be, you know, working. You got some. You're going to see some new managers making debut. MSL, or you know, they call him Mr. Saint Laurent. MSL. He's going to be making his managerial debut with Ring Warriors on Saturday. He'll be managing managing the Sheik. You know, so you got this very, very interesting group of people. Oh, somebody that I definitely want to talk about, because
mm-hmm.
they call him Monster, and it's not Cahagas, although Cahagas is Tokyo Monster.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Michael Tarver, who former NXT star, this guy has got it, like with a capital I and a capital T. This guy is got the look, he's got the build, he's got the abilities, mm-hmm. And I will tell you, you know, I know he and Bruce Santee just threw down in Lake Worth a couple weeks ago, and they had an unbelievable match. And these guys get to lock up again. There's going to be some craziness going on because Tarver can really bring it. You know, he's the type of guy that Santee and you know, I'm the world's biggest Bruce Santee fan.
Yes, yes.
So, not just because he's our champion, because the guy can go. He's the one guy that Bruce should be keeping an eye open for. That's the guy that can take that title. I don't say that about anybody. but Michael Tarver's a guy that can take that from Bruce. And you know, and look, speaking of guys that want to take the title, Jesse Sorensen, who's another authority guy, former TNA star.
Mm-hmm.
He and Alex Chamberlain seem to be buddy-buddy lately, and, you know, Jesse got the stars in his eyes, you know, and, yeah, you know, so Bruce has always got that, you know, look, when you're the grand champion, you've got that target on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wants to be the grand champion. Everybody wants to go for the goal.
And glad to see Bruce come back. You know, I know he had his issue in the past, but he seems a lot better.
You know,
he's good.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you said that because he had his issues. You know, he realizes, you know, some of the look. You know, there's the wrestling world and then there's the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, for some people that live in both, you know, when you're doing this on a regular basis, that becomes your real life. That was a real, very real situation that Bruce, you know. Realizes he made, you know, certain mistakes, and but the greatest part about it is Bruce is a very resilient guy. Look, he is a very sharp individual. You know, people, it's funny because a lot of people can't separate the worker from the wrestler. You know, the worker
like
from
that.
The real person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Bruce is one of these guys that actually. His real name is Bruce Santini. That's not his wrestling name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, when you got a guy like that, you know, and he becomes a very visual person, you know, he's going to be out there a little bit more. But a lot of people don't understand the difference between the marquee Bruce Santini and Bruce Santini, the person, the individual, the family guy, the hardworking guy, the guy who is very conscientious about what he does and his family and his friends are very, very important to this guy. You know, and he just got into a situation where he made a judgment error, but we all have done that. God knows I'm probably the biggest. If anybody who's read my book knows I've made some plenty poor errors of judgment over the years.
And
you know?
Turned out all right.
hey, I like that little plug that I get from the book.
Yeah.
Anyway, No, you know, we all do that. We've all made some mistakes. And Bruce, thank God, is on the, he's been on the right track. He's been on the right path for, a long time now. And, the past is the past, and we only look forward, man. And that's a real good thing. We're talking about talent. Just Bruce is such a talented individual, just doesn't get enough credit for it. And we got something for everybody, too. We got the Lucha guys, Team Lucha, Los Banderos, Cruz Rios is going to be there, Mike Cruz, Lindsay Dorado. You talk about a phenomenal aerial worker. Lindsay Dorado's got to be, in the top 10, in my opinion.
Yeah, that guy is great. I've seen him in person. You're absolutely right. Quick, fast, good on his feet.
And there's another guy who I'm real excited about. I've never seen this guy live. I've seen tapes of him. He was on our Park Vista show a couple weeks ago, and that is Mr. 450. I have never seen him wrestle live. I'm actually looking forward to this guy. And again, he's another one that, I'm very, very proud of, my partner, Larry Brandon, formerly known as Vito DiNucci of the Heavenly Bodies.
Wow.
Larry has put together one of the most unbelievable rosters of workers. You look at it and you try to find a weak link and you can't find one. I'm going to apologize for 1 second, and this is a reality. I'm going through phone booth. Hold on a second.
No, right in.
Hey, yo. Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Live radio.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's live right there. You can't get any better than that.
Live radio. Only $1.25 at the toll booth. Such a bargain. See that? You can see a wrestling show for less money than it costs you to report it.
But Howard, you guys are definitely doing a good thing here in Florida. As you know, we've had our issues with pro wrestling, especially in the independent. They come and go, you guys have been pretty loyal, and giving this show for free, I think, means a lot how much you appreciate the fan base down here in Florida, or South Florida.
Well, Florida's great. Florida has always been a great bit for wrestling, a great bit for independent wrestling. Look, we got a lot of friends, down here. I know sometimes some of these guys don't get along with each other, and you got one group of people, they knock this wrestling group, and they got another group of people knocking that wrestling group, and really, it's hard to explain this, but myself and Larry made a decision a couple of years ago that Ring Warriors was not going to be a wrestling company. Our product is wrestling, but it's television. That's where our focus is. Our focus is on TV. The live events that we do are going to be to tape television, and if we do, if our show's seen, like I said earlier, like in Thailand and Indonesia, we will do live events to support our television in those countries. So if we do get on television here in the States, and that's the plan at some point, like I said, I'll keep my fingers crossed that we get this agreement in place. Then, we'll probably do periodic house shows or house events. But the plan really is just to shoot and exist in television, because for us, that's where the profit center is. That's from a business perspective. So, and the point that I'm trying to make with that is there are some really good local wrestling companies, and people that are wrestling fans should go out and support all of the local companies, whether it is CCW, whether it is Ronin, whether it is whoever might be running a show down here, D1PW, because some of our guys work on all of these shows,
mm-hmm.
I know your show is listed throughout the state. You got Florida Underground, we call it something else now, NWA. They call it NWA Elite. Mm-hmm. Okay, now to give you an idea of how well we work with people, Dante Brown, who is the owner of the NWA in Florida, Dante is going to be working with us in Ring Wars. He is actually going to be managing, and he's going to be bringing some pretty heavy duty hitters. We're gonna let people be surprised at who he shows up with. But you'll see Dante, the man himself, will be Wrestling Warriors on Saturday.
Wow.
So we're very, very keen on being inclusive as opposed to being exclusive. So, you know, if you're a wrestling fan and you live in South Florida, be very grateful that you have all of these great groups who go out and they all bust their tail to put their best show on, their best foot forward, to bring you, you know, whatever you can, whether it's, like I said, whether it's Ronin, whether it's CCW, whether it's D1PW, you know, these are the guys that live and breathe and sweat and tears. These are the guys that eventually get to the NXTs. These are the guys that eventually get to the next level up. So you got to support them. Look, there's some really great talent on all these shows. You know, we're using guys that have been on all these shows. We're going to continue to use guys that have been on all these shows. And we'll probably continue to use guys going forward that have been on all these shows. So it would be kind of presumptuous of me and be seen as a real idiot if I were to go out and bash any of these companies, because that's not what we're about. Again, we're about being inclusive as opposed to being exclusive.
Right.
And, you know, our goal is to put the best television wrestling product together that we can. We think we've cherry-picked some of the best talent that there is out there. And we're excited. We are legitimately excited about what we have going on. We're legitimately excited about the product that we're going to be presenting. You know, and look, you know, I'm driving. I'm trying to remember. Hey, is there anybody out there? A phenomenal wrestler. Two guys, Chase Stevens. You know, remember the Hot Shots. Mm-hmm. Now, his partner Cassidy Riley is not going to be here this week, but he will be here next month. You know, it's part of our storyline. You also have, you know, our Ring Warriors tag team champions, recognized champions, are Scoot Andrews and Billy Fives. Now, everybody knows Billy Fives had, you know, a retirement. We're getting word that Billy Fives is going to be around sometime on Saturday. You know, I don't know if he's going to be kind of promo. I don't know if he's going to... He's not scheduled to wrestle, that I can tell you. But I'm sure something will be addressed on Saturday with Billy. Also have Wes Briscoe, former TNA star. Former Ring Warrior tag team champion.
Mm-hmm.
It was last time we saw Wes Briscoe in a Ring Warriors ring. Wes kind of did a swerve on his tag team partner, Cassidy Riley, and took off and left him in the middle of a match, which enabled them to lose the titles to Scoot Andrews and Billy Fives. So there's some interesting dynamics at play here, and they all fit into kind of the storylines that are being put together for TV. And like I said, you got Kahagas, and you got the Sheik, and you got the Tyrant are going to be on there, and you got Masked Guys, and you got, you know, there's like 30 guys total going to be seen, and for me to sit there and tell you one guy that doesn't fit in, hey, look, Jojo Villanueva is going to be on their card. He is a big guy who is so fast on his feet, and people look at him, they go, oh, look at this guy. The boy can move, you know? I know you're a big fan of Jojo.
Yeah.
You know? And Jojo can move. A lot of people don't get that. You know, he came, you know, cut his teeth in Jersey, and he can bring it. And, you know, Jojo's going to be, you know, we'll see Jojo at some point on Saturday. So, like I said, we got a lot of local guys, a lot of guys, national attention. You know, it's a great mix. And it should really be some really outstanding matches. No, like I said, personally, I'm looking forward to it because I know we got a lot of really good stuff going on.
And so, my Howard, again, I want to invite everyone. All you have to do is ringwarriors.net, April 11th, at the WPBT TV Channel 2 Studios, 14901 Northeast 20th Avenue. That's in Miami, Florida. And again, ringwarriors.net. Go right now. Don't let it be too late, and you'll get your ticket. Howard, I want to thank you so very much.
I want to thank you for having me on. I know
my pleasure.
We're pushing almost a half an hour here.
No worries.
Thanks so much. You know, we always appreciate it. You know, we know you guys are big fans of Ring Warriors, and we at Ring Warriors are big fans of the Roman Show.
Thank you, Howard. Always a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing everyone out there at the Ring Warriors TV tapings this Saturday, April 11th. Thanks, Howard.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Volbeat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
Alright, everyone. Thanks very much again for tuning in. And make sure all you guys head on over to ringwarriors.net to get the tickets for free. I mean, you're going to go in for free. You can't go wrong with this. You really can't. Just think about it. You're going to see a free wrestling show, and you don't have to pay a dime. That's up there in Miami. So, right after the show, you can head out and enjoy some of the beach during the break or earlier on in the morning. Well, that said, moving forward now, we're going to talk about some mixed martial arts. The World Series of Fighting 20 takes place this weekend. Nick Newell's on that card and David Branch are on that. But want to talk some UFC first, as Rampage has been scrapped USC pay-per-view. Now, that pay-per-view, which is taking place in Canada, has had so many changes. It originally had Hector Lombard versus Rory McDonald. That got scratched. Then it had the Dillashaw match. That got scratched. And now Rampage, because of his legal battles with Bellator, has been removed from the fight card. So now, you know, we don't have that much of a great pay-per-view, for that being said. And no offense to none of the competitors on that fight card. But it has really lost its edge, because the big names are basically out. They are no longer a part of it. So right now we're left with Demetrius Johnson versus Koji Haraguchi, Michael Bisping versus CB Dalloway, Shane Campbell versus John McDessie, and Thomas Almeida versus Ivis Jabun. I mean, we went from the Hector Lombard to the TJ Dillashaw to the Rampagers to this. Again, no offense to this fight card, but the names are not there. I mean, only Demetrius Johnson for the flyweight title. I mean, that really captures your attention. And the undercard, well, you know, the undercard. But there were some stories that were claiming that the center or the arena was giving refunds because they weren't too thrilled with the outcome, and some of these folks were getting their money back. Will you be watching the next pay-per-view this month at UFC? Tweet it. I'd love to hear your opinion. At The Roman Show. That's At The Roman Show. By the way, 10-year anniversary versus Forrest Griffin versus Stephen Bonner. That infamous fight that put the UFC on the map. And MMA too on the map when it comes to national TV. 10-year anniversary we're celebrating this week. Tud Duffy is getting his wish. He is fighting Frank Mir in UFC Fight Night 72 for the headliner in San Diego. Duffy has been wanting Frank Mir, and he is going to get his opportunity July 15th at Valley View Casino Center in San Diego, and that's going to air on Fox Sports 1. Well, We also have this weekend Mikro Krokop versus Gonzaga. That's going to be a fun one. Gonzaga coming to the UFC again, the Octagon, and that will be taking place April 11th, this Saturday at 3 p.m. You can only catch that on UFC Fight Pass. If you don't have it, subscribe to it so you can see this great fight. Well, we're going to talk now World Series of Fighting. David Branch, Nick Newell, they are both on that fight card. What can we expect? Well, let's talk to both these men who will each individually have a fight against two different opponents.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Volbeat, Three Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
All right, folks, everyone, April 10th, make sure you mark it on your calendar. World Series of Fighting returns with WSOF 20. It's going to air on NBC Sports. And right now we're speaking to a gentleman who's on that card and is going to have a spectacular matchup. We're talking about David Branch, who fights on April 10th against Ronnie Marks. Welcome, Dave, to the Roman Show.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, my man. Dave, first and foremost, you are the champion of the 185-pound the weight class. And,
that's correct.
And now you're going to be fighting at the light heavyweight. Explain to us a little bit about here. You are the champion. Now you're going to go for another championship, you know, the semifinals, and then you go to the finals. But so if what are you relinquishing your title at 185 to move up to weight class?
Absolutely not.
So you're still sticking
absolutely
with that weight class. You're going to, in other words, you're looking to have two titles. That's your goal.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just something. Now, what particular weight class, though, do you find yourself more comfortable in? Is it the light heavyweight or the 185-pound?
I mean, I'm one of the biggest middleweights in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on off season, I could walk around big as 240 pounds. I just have to train a little longer and have a longer training camp to make 85. But, you know, I'm not going to get out-muscled by anybody at 205.
Why did you decide to go to this weight class instead of sticking to this? You just wanted to try something new, or you wanted to make it easier on the weight loss, like you said?
I mean, the fight was there. Mm-hmm. You know, my management asked me if I was interested, and I started looking at the news on WSOF and light heavyweight tournament, and I said, you know what? You know, I just wanted to take a fight at 205, and then the whole tournament dawned on me, and I said, you know what? I want to win the whole damn thing, you know.
Well, you definitely have been on a roll. You're undefeated in the World Series of Fighting,
and,
right? You know, since the UFC, since you left there, you only had one loss, and that's against Anthony Johnson. And look at him. Look what he's doing in the UFC. What do you credit for this transition?
Well, what do you mean? Like the change?
Yeah, the change. You've been on a roll. What do you credit for this?
I said in an interview before, I'll say it again. You know, I'm not scared of the boogeyman anymore. In other words, like, I'm more mature as a fighter. And I'm really confident in all of my abilities now, and you know I understand and accepted that I'm one of the best fighters, if not B, you know, and my respective weight class at 85 in the world, and you know, once I accepted that and you know looked in the mirror and just said, you know, I'm not going to let anybody beat me. That was the change right there. You know, I just believed in myself. That's all it took.
And how about in your training? Any changes that you have made? Something you needed to work on yourself?
I always train the same. I don't necessarily train for a specific opponent. I train for all areas of mixed martial arts, always. You know, I took a look at what the things that Mr. Marks will be bringing to the table, and I'm very cognizant of those things. But those are things that I already prepare for anyway. You know, so I don't try to do anything extra because then you lack on certain, on other areas of the game. you never know where the fight's going to go, you know? So I make sure everything is sharp. There's no weaknesses in my game.
Well, he definitely has been setting up some, you've been definitely, everyone in World Series of Fighting, it's more like you're almost kind of becoming like a poster child because of this phenomenal record that you have in the promotion. So you got Ronnie Marks. This is another USC veteran. What can you tell me about your opponent coming up? And obviously in this other weight class that you're moving up.
What can I tell you about my upcoming opponent, Ronnie Marks?
Correct. What is your expectations on him, and what sets him apart from all the other fights that you've had previously?
I mean, the only thing that sets him apart is that I'm fighting him at 185 pounds. Other than that, I'm fighting him at 205, a light heavyweight.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only thing that separates him from all my other opponents. I mean, I think he's a tough guy, and I'm not looking at the other side of the bracket right now because I don't look past anybody. Ronnie Marks has made a decision to sign a contract to face me inside the cage, and he's ready to ball his fist up and get it on. So, you know, with that being said, he's a threat, and I have to treat him and address it like so, and I have to alleviate that threat. You know, I'm not taking him lightly. I think he's a very tough guy, and I think that he'll have a very bright future ahead of him. But at this point in the game, you know, I will not be beaten.
And going into this fight, have you followed his career on the other side? Have you been known of Ronnie Marks? Have you seen his previous fights?
I have not followed his career. I looked at some of his fights and stuff like that. You know, like I said again, the guy's a tough guy, and I can't take anything away from him. You know, and I'm really glad that I'm getting to fight a guy like him because, you know, it's just going to help me prove, you know, to the world, you know, what a great fighter I am. I wouldn't want it to be any different. I hope that Ronnie Marks brings the best Ronnie Marks that he's ever brought to the game because that's the Ronnie Marks that I want to be.
Now, you are definitely having a great time in the World Series of Fighting. They're giving you good competition. What is your contract situation? How many fights do you have left?
I re-signed with the World Series of Fighting just recently. And, you know, I plan on staying with them for a bit. I plan on staying with them. They're treating me good. They treat the fighters good. The production is good. I like what they're doing with everything. I like the opportunities that they give other fighters, not only myself. So, you know, with that being said, I'm happy where I'm at right now as far as with the promotion.
And as far as the competition, you're also, you accept it. I mean, it's a good competition for you. It's becoming better as a fighter with what they're giving you.
I mean, let's not get it twisted, you know, like, every level of competition is like I said, if a man signs a contract,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if you take him off the street and he agrees to ball his fist up, like I said before, and fight you, yeah, you might have the edge in certain areas if you're an elite fighter, but, you know, there's still a danger there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to fight the best fighters in the world, you know, I want to fight, you know, before my career is done, you know, so I just want to let that be known as well. But right now my obligations are in WSOF, and I'm very loyal to them, and I'm looking forward to April 10th.
Done deal, Dave. And I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Roman Show on the spectacular fight card, April 10th, World Series of Fighting, number 20 on NBC Sports. Anything you want to add, Dave?
What's that?
Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it, man. I just, you know, everybody just watch for the fight. It's going to be another surgical procedure I'm going to do out there. And I hope everybody enjoys.
They're going to be calling you the doctor inside the cage. Surgical procedures, I like it. Thank you, Dave, and good luck as you take on Ronnie Marks and the semifinal of the light heavyweight tournament of the World Series of Fighting. Thanks so much, Dave. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to get some of those aches and pain away, head on over to Massages and Space. Massages and Space, they will take care of you. Trust me, I go to her all the time. Maria, she got you covered. Massagesandspace.com. They are located in Miami. Check them out. Massagesandspace.com. An affordable massage. Tell them the Roman Show sent you. All right, folks. Thanks for joining us on the Roman Show. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at the Roman Show. On the line, make sure in just a few seconds, we're going to introduce this gentleman who has been on the show prior, and he will be fighting on April 10th, the World Series of Fighting 20, that's on the NBC Sports Network, and he meets Joe Condon. We welcome Nick Newell to the Roman Show. Nick, welcome to the Roman Show, man.
Hey, great to be on the show again.
Awesome, man. My pleasure, and always a pleasure to speak to you. Nick, let's first get down to business here. You were itching to get in the cage. I know last year, earlier this year, you showed your frustrations. You know, you competed against Justin Gaethje, the current champion, back in July. You had your first loss. Here we are. We're finally going to get you inside the cage. How are you feeling? And now those negotiations are set in stone. You're good to go. You signed the contract. You're ready. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I feel good. You know, I learned a lot from my last fight, and you know, one thing is that I feel like I was training so hard, and I was always go, and I kind of took my feet off the gas pedal a little bit after that fight and took some time off to just breathe, relax, heal my body, and clear my mind, and you know, some people like to get right back at it, but for me, it was good to take a step away for a little bit and really clear my mind, and it helped me focus, and now I'm back, and I'm better than ever, and I'm ready to make a statement on April 10th.
That experience, that loss, did it humble you as a person, as a fighter? And you said you took a chance, or a look back at what you had done, and you slowed the pace down. What were some of the things that you did?
You know, I wouldn't say it was like a humbling experience, because I've always stayed humble. You know, I lost my first 17 wrestling matches when I was in high school. You know, I know what it's like to lose. I've done it before, you know, I know what it's like to be the guy no one expects anything from. So I've always stayed humble and never thought I was better than anything or invincible. Like, I realized that I'm a human being and no one's perfect, and I make mistakes just like everyone else. And, you know, I feel like I'm better than I was that night, but it happens, and sometimes it's just not your night, you know.
Now, you faced Condon, a guy who competed in January against Johnny Nunes. He won that fight in a good fashion. This is a guy that most of his fights have come by decisions. How do you pair off against this guy?
I think pretty well. I think he's pretty big for the weight class, tall guy. So that's, you know, that's always a unique set of problems, but I have a lot of tall guys in my camp, and you know, he's very relaxed when he fights, and you know, this will be his 20th pro fight, so you know, he's a veteran, and I believe he's fought at 170 a bunch before, so you know, he's got some tools. It seems like his jiu-jitsu is pretty good. You know, he stopped a few takedowns from Nunes. Nunes is an All-American wrestler, and you know, he's good, very relaxed, standing. But the thing is, I just, you know, it's cliche, but I'm better than him everywhere. I'm a better athlete, and I'm more powerful, and I'm faster. You know, and my technique, I feel, is a lot better. My transition game is top-notch. My scrambling is, I'm one of the best scramblers in the game. You know, it's just, I just feel it's a bad matchup for him, but I'm definitely not sleeping on him. I know, you know, maybe Johnny Nunes did, and he paid for it.
Yeah, you mentioned he's a veteran. He did. He's been competing since 2007. But that experience, and like you said, you can't underestimate him, but how much of a role does his experience will play in this fight against you?
Yeah, I mean, it won't, because I've had so many wrestling matches. I've competed so many times, and really, this is my 16th fight, you know, if you count amateur fights. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine. I'm not nervous at all. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to go out there and make a statement and just show how good I am. And he's the unlucky guy that has to be my first victim.
Nick, you mentioned that he is a very relaxed and calm fighter. If you're the type of fighter that's very aggressive or the more of an offensive fighter, and your opponent is the contrary to that, does that get frustrating in a fight? And how do you kind of calm yourself down to get to his level so you can go ahead and bring it to him?
No, I mean, if anything, he's going to have to come to my level if I'm the one setting the pace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's more of a problem for him. You know, I finish fights fast, but it's not because I'm rushing things. It's just I see openings. I have a great killer instinct, and all it takes is one mistake against me, and your night's over.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You have several submission victories. We've all seen them live on TV. I want to talk to you about the World Series of Fighting lightweight champion Justin Gaethje. He just defeated Luis Palomino. Many are saying this is already going to be fight of the year because I'm sure he kept a close eye on that fight. What are your thoughts on this guy? You competed against him. What did you think of the fight, and what do you think of the champion? And next time around, you could be up against him once again.
Yeah, you know, Justin is very good at what he does and the pace he sets, and he's very offensive-minded, and he can take a shot like a champ. You know, that's why he is a champ. And he's just tough, and he's got a lot of heart. Do I think he has, like, pinpoint striking? No. Do I think technically he's the best? No. But he is getting better every fight, and he makes improvements every fight. And you know, I thought that was a good fight and a good display of heart and grit. And that's just the way he fights. He's a grinder, you know. And some people say grinders, wrestling type grinder, but he's a striking grinder. And he likes to get in there and make it dirty and fight a tough fight. You know, do I ever want to fight like that? Absolutely not. I don't feel like it's conducive to a long career. He's taken some pretty hard shots mm-hmm. over the last couple fights. But that's him, and he's good, and he's a good champion, and you know, he beat me. I mean, it sucks, but it happened, and I'm ready to just move on from that. I'm ready for when I do interviews to people to talk about my other last fight, which will be this fight, you know, and what mm-hmm. I do in this one. But obviously, I don't like shy away from the questions. It happened, you know. He's good. He's good at what he does, for sure.
Did you have this outcome, him winning, or did you have Palomino winning? Because we've seen Palomino. He had been dominating people. And then Justin the same way. But did you feel that this would have been the result? Was that your prediction prior to this fight?
Palomino, I consider a friend of mine. I like the guy a lot. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't rooting for Palomino. Even though Justin isn't a bad guy. You know, and if Justin wins, you always want the people you fought to win because it makes you look better. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I really like Luis, and I know how hard he works. So part of me was rooting for him. But, you know, there were a lot of factors that played into it, and really I thought it was a coin flip fight.
Yeah, it sure was, and many people had it like that. And I mean, it did very well for the World Series of Fighting. And phenomenal fight.
You know, if I was a betting man, which I'm not,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the lines were. If Palomino was an underdog, I would put money on him. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's how close I thought the fight was.
Mm-hmm. I think many people had it that way, but it goes to show you that what happens in MMA. Now I want to switch here a little bit from MMA to pro wrestling, because I know that you roomed at once with Curt Hawkins, who used to be in the WWE and now he's in the independent scene. And I want to take your take on this, because Ronda Rousey stepped into a WWE ring with The Rock during WrestleMania 31. What do you think about that crossover between MMA fighters stepping into the squared circle, the pro wrestling circle? Is it good for the sport? Because some of the critics say, you know, you're laughing at the sport. We're not like them. But what are your thoughts on it? Is it beneficial or is it a negative thing?
It's different. One's a sport and one's entertainment. And being a pro wrestler takes a lot of skill. A lot of people think it doesn't take skill. It, involves an extreme amount of talent and charisma, and there's like a lot of factors that go into it. But it's very different from MMA. And I don't see what the problem is with her making an appearance at WrestleMania. I think I actually thought it was kind of cool, you know. She gets a big pop from the crowd, you know, and it's good advertisement. Now all these people that have never watched MMA in their life are like, who's Ronda Rousey? And they look her up, or like, they're like, oh, you know, ooh, who's that chick, you know? And they look her up, and then now they're watching MMA. So I think it's a good thing. I actually think that MMA benefits way more off of it than the WWE does.
You think we'll catch you in there one day?
And like, she's just basically having fun. It's not like she's getting hit with barbed wire and jumping off the top of a steel cage. She did a hip toss on Triple H, you know? Like, it's not like it was like really dangerous. So it's good advertisement. And I mean, do I think it's like the best thing ever? Like, no, it's like whatever, you know? I mean, Floyd Mayweather fought the Big Show at WrestleMania, you know? Like, you don't see anyone say anything about or questioning his decision to do that.
One thing I would have said is that I would have wished that Ronda Rousey actually would have applied the armbar on the floor, on the ground, on Stephanie McMahon, but we'll have to leave that for maybe perhaps next WrestleMania. But would you ever think of, or have they ever thought or pondered of you going, stepping inside a professional wrestling ring, knowing that you're Roman Hawkins?
Yeah, well, of course, I'd have to train for it. You know, it's a different type of thing, but I mean, I've always loved pro wrestling. I always kind of wanted to do a match, and, you know, I'm friends with Kurt, or Brian Myers, as he goes by now, that's his real name. You know, and then I have a bunch of other friends. One of the guys that trains at my gym was Antonio from the Heartthrob in the WWE. And, you know, through Brian, I know a bunch of other pro wrestlers around, and I always tell them, like, hey, let me make an appearance or do a run-in, and we try to set it up, and I always have something going on. You know, as a joke, I made up my pro wrestling name, though.
What's that?
Bobby Casablanca.
Bobby Casablanca, how come?
I don't know. It's just like a cool fake name.
Awesome, Nick. Well, man, I want to thank you so much for talking to us here on the Roman Show. We wish you good luck on April 10th, just around the corner, as you step inside the cage again against Condon. Anything else you want to add?
No. I mean, you know, thanks to my coaches, Fire Arts Academy and Springfield Mass. You know, this is a hometown fight. I'm from Connecticut, and this is a Connecticut thing. I do my strength conditioning at in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and I also train in Connecticut too, in North Haven. But you know, I have my team with me. My family's going to be there. My friends and everyone I know is going to be there. So it's going to be like, you know, a surreal experience when I get my hand raised and I hear the roar of the crowd, or I hear the roar of the crowd coming out. I'm here to make statements, and I'm taking no prisoners.
It's going to be exciting, and good luck to you in front of your home crowd there. And obviously, we'll catch the fight on April 10th on the NBC Sports Network. We'll see you the Fighting 20, and not only you're on the card, but they got other stellar fights. Melvin Gallardo's also going to be on the fight card, David Branch, and so much more. So thanks very much, Nick, and we'll catch you next time, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, my man.
I want to clarify some things. Those interviews were pre-recorded. Melvin Gallardo will not be on that fight card. Apparently he had some issues with the World Series of Fighting. The World Series of Fighting had some issues with him, so they couldn't come to terms. So Melvin Gallardo will not be on that fight card. And we just were informed that Ronnie Marks will not be competing against David Branch. Now this is breaking news. This happened today during the weigh-ins. And again, Ronnie Marks will not be competing tomorrow night against David Branch. So Dave Branch will now meet a different opponent. Now, Ronnie Marks was pulled not long before the weigh-ins due to a bout of hydration. So Jesse McElligott got pulled up from the prelims to fight Dave Branch in the headliner in a semi-final bout in the light heavyweight tournament. So that is your main event tomorrow. That is McElligott versus Dave Branch. We see this all the time. When you have a fighter who's scheduled to fight someone, then and then they quickly pull out. But, you know, I got to credit the World Series of Fighting. They always have a backup plan. I haven't seen some of the pedaline guys or the top guys ever not have a fight. They always do. So kudos to the World Series of Fighting for that. All right. Well, not only are you going to see pro wrestling action, MMA action, but also Muay Thai action in the Northeast. We spoke to our good friend Eddie Martinez, a pro Muay Thai fighter who will be competing this weekend. You can see that bout on GFL.TV. That's GFL.TV. Eddie Martinez, a Venezuelan, will be competing for a title. He is next on The Roman Show.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Full Beat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
This Saturday, April 11th, make sure you tune into GFL.TV to watch some great Muay Thai action with a great event having been held in New Jersey, and that's the 1WBC Muay Thai National title is on the line, and 4 Warriors Cup A-Class title up for grabs this Saturday, April 11th in New Jersey, again on GFL.TV. If you're not in the Jersey area, you can catch it anywhere in the world, just GFL.TV. And on the line, we have Eddie Martinez who will be competing this weekend, I guess, Justin Grechkowicz. Eddie, welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome, Eddie. Well, Eddie, you are a Venezuelan background. My first question right off the bat is Venezuelan. You know, us Latinos, we love competing. We have that fighting blood spirit in us with boxing and so forth. But Muay Thai, can you tell us a little history about it? How did you get involved?
I think that I got involved just watching Bloodsport, you know, that movie?
Of course.
I think I was watching that movie, and I kind of fell in love with that movie and the Muay Thai fighter. And I think since that day, I was fascinated with the Muay Thai art. So once I moved to the States, which it was like around, I think, 11 or 12 years old, I started, you know, practicing, you know, Thai boxing. And here I am, you know, competing all over the world.
So you train right now at a Saiten gym? That's the gym you currently run?
Yeah, Saiten gym. I own my own gym, Saiten, Connecticut, and then the gym that I train at is in Saiten, Queens, which is the gym that my manager, my coach, he owns. So I train there.
So you came to the States at what age and what year?
Age of 12, I'm not really sure, 97, 98, I'm not really sure, but I was a kid.
Of course. And now, in Venezuela, have you visited since? I know there's a political turmoil that exists right now in that country, and it's unfortunate, but have you returned? And if you have, is there a fighting or MMA, any Muay Thai out there? Because I know that most of these countries, I know of Colombia, they're really breeding these fighters out there. How about Venezuela?
I'm always going back to see family. I mean, my whole family lives down there. I'm the only one up here, and I have a brother that lives here in New York. I really am not well connected with the whole situation down there with martial arts, but I think they're doing pretty well. I think they're very involved with the MMA. I'm not really sure about Thai boxing. But, we're great fighters, you know. We just love to fight, and we always give 100%. But I'm not really sure what's going on down there. But in terms of the politics, I'm not really I'm not really involved with that either. But I mean, my family's fine. Everyone is fine down there. But you know,
And that's always a good sign to hear. Now you've been competing all over the world, like you said, but this weekend is obviously you're fighting in your backyard in Jersey. What can you tell us about this upcoming fight? It's the top of the top, cream of the cream, of fighters. And tell me about your opponent.
Well, this is an opportunity that I was offered a couple of months ago by Chris Tran, you know, the I think the owner of the show. He brought it up to me, and I said, yeah, sure, why not? It's a great opportunity, you know, it's the WBC National Championship title, though. Definitely the title, if I win it, it's gonna open up a lot of doors for me. It's going to definitely make me the number one fighter in North America, which is exactly what I've been wanting to be for quite a while. And, I'm pretty excited about it. About Justin, you know, as a person that I know pretty well, I mean, I consider him a friend of mine. I mean, we don't hang out every weekend, but when I see him every show, I definitely talk to him. I have a very good relationship with him. He's a great guy and, definitely a great fighter. I mean, I don't know how many fights he has, but, he's been around for a while.
Yeah, he definitely has been around, and he's competing just like yourself. You know, with Muay Thai, everybody talks about MMA. You know, they have the whole mainstream. They're on pay-per-view and so forth and that. But little by little, we see Muay Thai. We see the Thai boxing making its way more and more and more popular in the United States with Glory, the success of Glory, which has been great response on Spike TV. What do you see Muay Thai? Do you think it's making a run for its money little by little? It's creeping up behind MMA and boxing, and do you think it will get to that level?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure. I mean, right now, like, we're doing a great job, you know, fighters like me, Justin, you know, putting great shows out there. I mean, people like Chris Tram, you know, definitely putting money into the shows. It's pretty hard. I mean, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, Thai boxing is a pretty hard sport to definitely master. And I think a lot of people get intimidated by that. So that's why they're jumping into the MMA, you know, world right away. They cutting corners and jumping into MMA. And MMA is huge right now. But, I hope that Thai boxing one day you get to the level of MMA, but right now I kind of doubt it. In North America and in the United States, I kind of doubt it.
And you yourself, you say you traveled all over the world competing. Have you gone to Thailand? Have you competed out there? Because I have heard of some of the gruesome, grotesque training that the Thai fighters have, where this sport was born.
Yeah, well, I'm in Thailand every year, at least once or twice a year. I mean, that's where I get fierce training. That's where I'm getting most of my fights, you know, in Thai boxing. Because once again, there's not much going on here in the United States and North America, so I have to go out there since I don't have to be sitting around for too long waiting for a fight to come to me. So, you know, we just go out there, me and my coach, and we train and we get some fight done. But yeah, Thailand is the place to be right now. Thailand is the place to definitely scrap it out, you know?
Is it, you know, we see it on TV, we see it on the internet, the training that these people do. Take us in there just a little bit. How intense is this thing? I mean, these guys breathe, they eat, they sleep Thai, Muay Thai.
That's exactly what it is, pretty much that's it, you know. You wake up in the morning, you do 6 to 8 miles run every morning. After that, you go back to the camp, and right after you're done with that running, you're going to go and hit pads, then you eat, then you're going to sleep. You're going to sleep the whole morning, the whole afternoon, until the next session, which is around 3 or 4, and then you're going to hit pads and spar for another 2 or 3 hours, and that's going to be 6 days a week. So, yeah, pretty much you're going to sleep, eat and sleep. I mean, eat and train Muay Thai every day, 6 days a week.
That's just crazy. And you can see guys Olivetti's training all in action as he puts it into work against Justin Gritschkowicz this weekend, April 11th on GFL.TV for the US WBC title. Eddie, I want to thank you so very much, man, for joining us here on the show. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, thank you. I mean, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. I mean, I definitely want to say that I hope everyone comes out and support the sport. And I really hope they enjoy the fight.
We'll do, and we're sure we all will. Again, make sure you go to GFL.TV April 11th and catch the Muay Thai action live from New Jersey. Thanks so much, Eddie.
Thank you, guys. Thank bye-bye. You.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Volbeat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
All right, folks, well, welcome back to the Roman Show. That pretty much wraps up today's show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, whether you're listening on iTunes or Block Talk Radio or Stitcher Radio. Make sure you tune in next week as we come in with a fun-filled episode of the Roman Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Roman Show, on Facebook, Roman Show Media, and on YouTube. Subscribe. Our Roman 0201. We will be coming up with some great stuff real, real soon. Till next time, folks, follow us. Stay tuned. TheRomanShow.com. This has been your host, Rodolfo Roman. Till next time.